I want to give you the great defenders of bitterness. I'm giving you a lot this morning. It's overkill, but do you mind me doing it? This is something you're going to have to meditate on for a while, isn't it? The great defenders of bitterness. And here's what I did on my page. I'll show you. The great defenders of bitterness. I put four words across the top of the page underneath that heading, and I had two things under each one of those four words. So the four words across the page from left to right are pride, stubbornness, anger, and unforgiveness. The great defenders of bitterness. Pride, stubbornness, anger, and forgiveness. The great defenders of bitterness are pride. You know, who's going to tell me? I'm too high for that. Or stubbornness, I won't change. Or anger, you're just angry at a situation, or you want to put it right. Or unforgiveness. We've seen that from our chart. And now we're going to go straight down on each one of these four words. Pride turns to self-righteousness. Pride, self-righteousness, under self-righteousness, offended. Isn't that interesting? Pride will get you offended. As though you are somebody to be offended. How much have you been forgiven? How much, where do you get your righteousness from, buddy? Looking in the mirror? So pride goes to self-righteousness, goes to offended. Yeah? You just offended me. Excuse me, where did you get your righteousness? Sounds to me like you're coming from a point of view of self-righteousness. That's what pride is all about. Then from stubbornness, underneath stubbornness becomes resistance. Stubborn people are resistant. And they end up knowing, being know-alls. Stubborn, resistant, and know-all. Isn't that something? Stubborn produces resistance. They are resistant. And then they are know-alls. That's not as being stubborn. Can't tell them anything, but they know it all. You might as well go home. Can't have a conversation with a person like that. Then, under the word anger. Oh, this is good. You're going to love this. Anger will make you, underneath it, defensive. Oh boy, angry people are defensive. They are, have every justification of being angry. Don't you dare come near me and talk to me about these things. I'm angry. And that defensiveness will produce a cutting. Angry people are so cutting. They just cut people up. Then on the unforgiveness, this is good. Unforgiveness will produce a critical person. And that will produce opinionated. They become unforgiving people have got such an opinion. Give me a break.